Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Vanderbilt, a huge win on the road at Auburn, Joe, and you know, a lot of things going their way, but a great performance from Jermaine Beal.
Well, you know, Jermaine had never made more than 3 3-pointers in a game, but until this year had never really looked to take that many. But he hit a couple early and obviously had a good rhythm to his game, and he felt it, so he just kept shooting and made some big ones down the stretch. Made 7 out of his 8 3-point attempts, 21 points, and was a big key to the win. But, you know, Vanderbilt shoots 60% from the field for the game. They seem to have much better movement offensively, much better spacing. They were aggressive. And I know Kevin was very thrilled with that. They shot very well from 3-point range, 58% from the game. The only place they didn't shoot well was the free throw line. And that's a bit of a shock. But this game would have been put away much earlier had they made their free throws. But Vanderbilt goes 16 of 31 at the line, just over 50%. And that's, you know, that's going to get you beat in a close game most of the time. So they were very fortunate, and actually fortunate playing an Auburn team that's really not that good at the line either. They were 7 of 15. So it didn't come back to haunt them. But a much-needed confidence boost for them to get a win, to get back in the winning ways, and to play well. And that's certainly going to help serve them now this week with 2 home games coming up.
Yeah, Joe, it didn't help Auburn that their starting point guard, Dwayne Reed, showed up late, played only 3 minutes, and he has to be in Jeff Lebo's doghouse right now.
I think he is, but you have to admire Jeff. You know, he stood his ground and said, you know, here a player shows up late for game day, and you just can't have that kind of thing happen. And then apparently he put him in, and when he put him in for about 3 minutes, I guess he didn't like what he saw. Whether it be attitude-wise or whatever, and sat in for the rest of the game. So maybe it hurt them. It certainly didn't help to have one of their veteran players sit down. But you have to admire Jeff for, you know, having the, you know, courage of his convictions to stick to doing things the right way.
Speaking of Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, Vandy winning at Auburn. Joe, you mentioned Beal. He hit those back-to-back triples to break a 70-all tie with about inside of 3 minutes to go. But also, I'm listening to you and Tim, and Brad Tinsley hit a big three with 36 seconds to go to make it 80-75, especially big because Tinsley missed 2 free throws and had a horrific turnover about a minute before all of that.
That showed me a lot, too, because a lot of times a guy that goes through something like that is going to be awfully reluctant to pull the trigger again in a big situation, and he was not. And I think that proved something we already knew about him. Great character to step up and make that kind of shot. You know, you have to give Auburn credit. You know, Hargrove made a couple of big threes for them back to back. Vanderbilt had taken a 70-64 lead, and he, you know, goes bang bang, and all of a sudden it's 70-70.
I'm telling you what, big boy, if you don't win that game, Kevin's got to be wondering what it takes to win a game after the way he shot the ball.
You shoot 60% and can't win, you got some problems. And it's certainly going to be a lot easier for them to go back to practice now. I think it was obvious AJ's feeling better. He played much more like his old self. And I mean just in terms of the way he looked on the court, his ability to run up and down the court. It didn't look like he was laboring like he had been, you know, in some previous games. And he got very aggressive. Now, a couple of times he made a couple of mistakes because he got too aggressive. I think AJ has a tendency every once in a while to make up his mind, you know, what he's going to do, and he's going to do it regardless. And sometimes it's not the best choice, but boy, you know, 14.6 rebounds, 5 assists. He did the best job this season, I think, of going inside out, you know, of having the ball come into him and feed it back out to an open player. If they can keep that going, that'll really help.
Good floor game from Jeffrey Taylor, 14 points, had 9 boards and 5 assists.
You know, we're just kind of we've become accustomed to it. I mean, look at his stat line for him, 6 of 7 from the field, 14 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 turnover, 1 steal, 34 minutes. I mean, you take that every night. And quite frankly, that's about what they've been getting every night out of Jeff. He has just become – he's probably been the most consistent player. And you have to throw George Drake into the mix too. George had another very solid game, 8 points, a couple of rebounds. He did have a couple of turnovers, but, you know, good defensively. He's playing within himself. Kevin started a four-guard lineup against Auburn's four-guard lineup, so George was in it. And I think he's played himself into the lineup. He's played very well over the last 4 games.
And, Joe, quickly, the women roll over Alabama. Good game from Christina Worth and Meredith Marsh.
And good to see them do something they had not done previously. They had a 34-7 run in the first half, built a big lead, and didn't let it slip away. You know, didn't relax in the second half. And if anything, Melanie's probably as happy about that, because that's the first time really they've done that this season. So nice win for them to win, as they should, at home against Alabama.
Speak to you tomorrow, Joe.
Okay, I see you.